Hello and welcome to a special edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and on today's show we're going to be remembering pianist McCoy Tyner, who died last month at the age of 81. McCoy Tyner, one of the greatest musicians, not only in jazz but in music. His influence has been felt far and wide, absolutely incredible. I had a chance to see him on several occasions, and what he left us was a legacy of great music. So on today's show, I'm going to be featuring the recordings that McCoy Tyner made, and I won't be featuring any of the recordings that he made with John Coltrane. So let's start the show with a beautiful track. It's called Flapstick Blues, and it's taken from a recording called The Early Trios. Starting off the show today, that was music from McCoy Tyner with a track called Flapstick Blues, and it was taken from a compilation recording entitled The Early Trios. Let's continue now with a track from his album Reflections, and this tune is called Above the Rainbow. Thank you. That was McCoy Tyner, again from another compilation called Great Moments with McCoy Tyner, and his version of the beautiful standard, Days of Wine and Roses. And just before that, from Reflections, we heard Above the Rainbow. Now, one thing you're going to listen to throughout the show is how McCoy Tyner evolved from playing standards to the influence that John Coltrane had on him as a musician. McCoy Tyner's playing became more intense, more involved, and certainly more creative. So for now, we're going to listen to an album he released, again, many, many years ago, called Time for Tyner. And he's doing another standard this time around, and it's called I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Thank you. McCoy Tyner with a beautiful track from his album Horizon called One for Honor. And just before that, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face from his album Time for Tyner. We're going to listen to two standards now. One of them pretty old, and the other one came out of John Coltrane's writing. It's one of the most iconic songs that John Coltrane ever came out with. It's a track called Nema, and we're going to listen to that. But let's listen to Prelude to a Kiss. And this is from McCoy Tyner's album, Super Trios.
Thank you.
One of the things I love about McCoy Tyner's playing is the intricacy in his fingers when he plays through the notes. It's just so beautiful and so inspired. And that's one of the things that every time I saw McCoy Tyner, that was probably the one word that I would use to describe him, and that's inspired. He was a percussive player later on in his career, but he was just such a beautiful master of the piano. And I personally think that McCoy Tyner was as much an influence as Earl Hines was on his generation. McCoy Tyner was on his generation, and he still continues to inspire musicians, absolute giant in the world of jazz. We're going to continue now with a recording. One of the most beautiful recordings that he ever made was called Sahara, and we're going to listen to a track called A Prayer for My Family.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM.
Every day I get a brand new show off TV, recommend radio.
Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
C30C60C90 Go!
CHUO.
Thank you.
That was McCoy Tyner with Bayou Fever from his album Together. And before that, we heard A Prayer for My Family from his album Sahara. Now, all of the recordings that I'm playing today are vinyl albums that I've accumulated over the years. I do have some CDs as well, but I wanted to focus on the vinyl because it just sounds so good, and I hope that you're enjoying the music so far. Here's another track from McCoy Tyner from his album Focal Point, and A Theme for Nana. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott.
Thank you.
Another great thing that I loved about McCoy Tyner was the way that he featured the musicians in his band, and that was evident on the last track that we just heard called Beyond the Sun, taken from his album Fly Like the Wind. And before that, starting off the last set from his album Focal Point, we heard Theme for Nana. Well, let's go back to another standard that McCoy Tyner recorded, and this time for an album called Atlantis. This is his version of In a Sentimental Mood.
Thank you.
That was McCoy Tyner with the title track to his album 13th House. And before that, a different kind of stimulating version of In a Sentimental Mood, taken from his album Atlantis. On the show today, I'm featuring music from the late, great pianist McCoy Tyner, who passed away in early March at the age of 81. This next set is going to feature my favorite album of McCoy Tyner's, and it's a tribute to the late, great John Coltrane, a musician that McCoy Tyner worked with for many years. And we're going to listen to a track from his album, Echoes of a Friend. But before we get to that, let's listen to a track from his album, Inner Voices, and it's called For Tomorrow.
Thank you.
That was a track from McCoy Tyner from his album Echoes of a Friend called Promise. And before that, from Inner Voices, For Tomorrow. Here's two more tracks from McCoy Tyner, starting off with a composition from his album Songs of the New World, and it's entitled Someday. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Earlier in the show, I mentioned that I was just going to be featuring vinyl recordings, but as I went through the show, I discovered that I had more recordings of McCoy Tyner, and a lot of them on CD, so I'd like to close out the remaining time that I have on the show today with some of these recordings. What we just heard was A Search for Peace from his album Passion Dance, and from Song of the New World, we listened to Someday. So let's listen now to another recording from McCoy Tyner called Journey, and this track is entitled Samba de Bear.
Thank you. Everyone can do their part to slow COVID-19. Wash your hands thoroughly and often with soap and water. Practice physical distancing and stay home if you're sick. If concerned you have symptoms, you can take Ontario's online self-assessment to learn if you need to seek care. The most common symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. And if you've been exposed to COVID-19, have any symptoms, or have traveled outside Canada, you should self-isolate for 14 days. Visit ontario.ca/coronavirus for more information. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
That was a classic tune from the pen of John Coltrane called Giant Steps, but this time we listened to a version from McCoy Tyner from his album Remembering John, and before that we heard Samba de Bear, and that was taken from McCoy Tyner's album Journey. Let's listen to another recording of McCoy Tyner's called Blue Bossa, and this track is called Recife's Blues.
Thank you.
really love that piece. It had a lot of bounce to it, and a lot of rhythm and changes and all kinds of good stuff. That was McCoy Tyner from his album Infinity, and we heard Blue Stride. We're going to listen to another track. We might have time for two more tracks, but let's start off with his version of I Should Care. final track of the show today. That was McCoy Tyner with TNA Blues, and before that, his beautiful version of I Should Care, taken from his album Soliloquy. My name is Randy McElligott. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.